Please state your name, age, major, and occupation.
My name is Sean Unix. I'm 19 years old. I'm a general biology major, and I'm a student at the University of Maryland College Park.
What apps do you use on a daily basis?
I use a Facebook app, and let's see, I use my BlackBerry Messenger because I have BlackBerry. And those are the two main ones that I use.
And what kind of smartphone do you prefer? Do you prefer like an Android, a Google phone, an Apple iPhone, or any other 3G or smartphone? Which one do you prefer?
It's a tough question. I do like all the smartphones. Let's see. I've had a BlackBerry for about a little over a year, and I do prefer. I do enjoy using my BlackBerry. I also like the Droid, how there's multiple applications that you can use, and you can download them for either free or you can pay for very useful ones. And then I like the Apple iPhone, how it's convenient enough to be able to load your applications, and you can even, a lot of people make their own applications that are very convenient. And I've never really used a Google phone, but I'm sure it's very useful.
And some apps that are not used on a daily basis, like that are like really expensive, what would you be willing to download them if they were useful and beneficial to your everyday life?
Yeah, I would definitely download them if they were useful for every day. It'd be helpful if we could use like a test trial. I know I've actually never downloaded like a test trial for any applications, but if there were more test trials, then I would be more willing to download them. And I don't know. I guess that's about it.
And what would you say is the future for apps? How do you think our society would incorporate apps into their daily lives if they haven't already done so?
Yeah, I definitely think they've already incorporated a lot into everyday life. Let's see. I mean, there's multiple things. Like I said earlier that I'm a general bio major, so there could be a lot of applications that deal with different science aspects and math aspects, like a biology app that could name different organisms, or a chemistry app that could have different compounds that you could look up for, you know, just for your own information, or like a physics or a math application. And I think the future would definitely have more applications that you can use for everyday life, and would help students, and not only just students, but different people that go in different things, like people that travel. That's another big thing that could help, like in different countries. Hopefully your application would work in the different countries. Let's see, like people in the metro, you know, you can find your destination by just clicking on your app, and that's really convenient. And another thing is GPS. That's a big helpful tool for smartphones.
Okay, thank you.